Ice fishermen love to show off their latest high-tech gadgets. The same is true off the coasts of Manuskong Bay. However, a knowledgeable local fisherman is likely to show off something that looks like it came straight from the days when the ice was first crossed. This angling tool is a handcrafted white ash fishing rod. And there's a very strong chance it came from the woodshop of 84-year-old resident Jim Trish. For Fred Radin, when there's a couple feet of ice, a couple more of water, and some suspected walleye mucking about, there's nothing better than one of Trish's handmade rods. Perfect for it. They're strong, Radin said. I love them, for their balance, they have a good feel when you get a bite. Trish, 84, has been making the poles in batches for decades. He learned the process of steaming wood and shaping it from a friend who would build canoes through the same methods. Everyone loves them, said Tom Ball, who, along with Carly Ball, co-owns Wilderness Treasures, a go-to spot for local fishermen. Trish doesn't retail his rods or have plans to do so, but one place local fishermen often find them is at local tournaments. Ball says he's seen them go for as much as $150 in raffles at the events. What money Trish does make goes to another local tradition, feeding the deer around his property. I just enjoy doing it, says Trish, who may keep to himself, but has built a strong reputation around the area as someone who helps animals and others alike. If you walked in, to his place, with a problem, he'd help you with anything, Radin said. The art of a well-crafted rod, made with the same patience it takes to ice fish to begin, could be another tradition that fades away when Trish finally stops his hobby. For now though, Trish has no plans on stopping. I'm the kind of guy who has to be doing something, he said. The 11th annual Steve Tassier Memorial Ice Fishing Derby, the next leg of the EUP ice fishing circuit, is scheduled for February 25-27. Registration is available at Camp Rustics, Wilderness Treasures, and Les Cheneaux Distillers.